Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Joining us right now on the BetQL guest hotline, bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit betql.com. It's our pal Kevin McCarthy, entertainment reporter for Fox 5. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, John Paul Flame, fellas. Miss you guys. Love you guys. There's a lot to talk about today. I mean, I want to geek out about Prey, Bullet Train, Day Shift, Mac and Rita, Elvis is out now on demand. So we got a lot to cover today, man.
Kevin, we will lead off with Prey because I watched it a couple nights ago. I was a Predator guy back in the 80s. I can't say that I've watched every iteration of it since the original with Arnold. Was that like 1984, 83? Can't quite remember the year.
Didn't they also have like a face off as a Predator versus aliens?
Alien versus Predator. Yeah, they whatever did the whole, it was. They branched off with that. But I thought that this Hulu original was really well done. I don't know much about the lead actress in the film. Give us some background on her and what you thought of it. I really enjoyed it. I gave it 4.5 cake batters.
Yeah, well, first of all, the movie's amazing, and I was blown away by it, just kind of like you were, because my perspective on Predator has always been that Arnold's movie, I mean, gosh, man, that movie is one of the greatest action movies of all time. The Alan Silvestri score, you know, that just that scene with Carl Weathers when they put their arms together at the beginning, which is so amazing. So that was a big deal. I mean, that first film, that was John McTiernan, who directed like Die Hard and everything. Great director, obviously. Prey is the best Predator movie since then, no question. And I think people are blown away by it because it's a genuinely good Predator film. Like outside of, I don't mind Danny Glover's sequel, the Predator 2 film, but outside of that, I haven't really seen much in the Predator world that I've loved. And this actress, who her name is Amber Midthunder, who plays the lead in the film, I had not seen her before in anything particularly. I mean, she's been in shows like Legion and
that's
Roswell,
a great name, by the way. What a great last name, Midthunder.
It is a great last name. And so Dan Trachtenberg directed this movie, Prey, who did a great movie called 10 Cloverfield Lane a few years back with John Goodman, which was amazing if you guys haven't seen it, and Mary Elizabeth Winstead. But Prey, the reason why it works so well is because it really kind of goes back to the roots of why a Predator film is so great. And this takes place 300 years in the past in Comanche Nation, and Amber Midthunder's character is trying to prove to her family that she can actually take down this Predator, and no one believes in her. What's cool about the film, it's also a bit historic. I don't particularly love dubbed movies, but I want to let people know about this particular option. So when you watch Prey, one of the things that's really important to note is the characters are obviously Comanche, but they're speaking Comanche. So when you watch the movie in the beginning of the film, they basically set it up in a way where the characters, you're hearing them in English, but in the world of the movie, they're actually speaking Comanche to each other as characters. And so there was a couple different ways they were going to do it. They were originally going to do the film possibly in full Comanche. But what they did was they had the actors go back and redub the entire film. So you can actually watch the movie with the Comanche language, which is really historic. But there's also the other version, which Cakes, I'm assuming you watch, which is just, you know, it's in English. It's a mixture of English and Comanche.
That's the one I watch. Yeah, I didn't watch full Comanche.
Yeah, but it's really cool. So just for people, when you're watching it and you're thinking to yourself, why would these characters be speaking English? They are speaking Comanche essentially in the world of the movie. And it's super, super awesome. Like it's extremely violent in the best way a Predator movie can be. And I'll tell you right now, man, like her and Arnold are like neck and neck in terms of the way they handle this Predator. She is amazing. Just a badass. And I was so impressed by her and Dakota, who plays her brother. It's a really phenomenal action film, and it's available on Hulu now. There's a scene in that film with a bear that I think, in my opinion, is worth the entire watch. It is just an insane sequence, kind of like on that Revenant level with DiCaprio kind of thing. It is awesome. So Prey is on Hulu. Highly recommend it. And if you guys want to take a deep dive, go watch 10 Cloverfield Lane. Same director, really great filmmaker. And, you know, Prey didn't come to theaters. I wish it did, because it's a great theatrical film. But overall, highly recommend it. It's on Hulu and is awesome. If you guys, seriously, if you love the first Predator, this is amazing.
So you have a lot of superlatives about Prey. I got to believe Bullet Train, you're not going to have many.
So I know I dug Bullet Train. So Bullet Train.
My buddy told me it was the worst thing he's ever seen.
Well, Jason, you take one person's opinion as its gospel for some weird reason. Like if someone tells you they don't like a movie, you're like, oh, I'm not seeing it.
Correct. That's usually the way it works. I respect his opinion.
I know, but I mean, listen, Bullet Train is not like, is it the greatest movie I've ever seen? No, but let me shed some light on why I liked it. The guy who directed Bullet Train was Brad Pitt's stunt double in Fight Club. So his name is David Leitch, and he's been behind the scenes for all these years. Him and his partner, his working partner, Chad Stahelski, who went on to direct all the John Wick movies, basically. He was Keanu Reeves' stunt double in The Matrix. So these guys are coming at action from a very different perspective. So Bullet Train plays beautifully in terms of action because David Leitch understands the choreography. I mean, he's literally Tyler Durden stunt double in Fight Club. So if you watch Fight Club, you might be able to catch him in glimpses if you look closely. This is a film that deals with a bunch of assassins. They're on a bullet train. They're all there for some reason. We don't know what the specific reason is, except for they're trying to retrieve a briefcase. But they're all really there to be sent to kill each other. And Brad Pitt is, you know, the lead of the film, but the cast is absurd. I love Brian Tyree Henry, if you guys watch Atlanta. Also, Aaron Taylor-Johnson. It kind of reminds me if Quentin Tarantino and Guy Ritchie had a baby. This would be the baby. You know what I mean? It's like, it kind of reminded me of like Snatch meets like Kill Bill meets Reservoir Dogs meets, you know, it's not that it's original in any sense. It is based on a book, but I found it entertaining. I thought it was well shot and well performed. I thought Brad Pitt was great. I'm all in for funny Brad Pitt. I love funny Brad Pitt. I think he's hilarious. I also think he's one of the greatest actors of our time. And everyone, I really believe that Pitt is so famous and so in the media that people genuinely forget how great of an actor he is. I would argue the same thing as for Tom Cruise prior to the Top Gun success. People get so involved in the celebrity, they almost forget that these guys are incredible actors. I mean, Brad Pitt, if you guys haven't seen like Jesse James, I mean, we all know he's really good, but he is so great in this. I really liked it. I don't think it's like a masterpiece, but I don't agree with your friend, Jason. I had a good time with it. It's a little long, but overall, it's an R-rated action film on a bullet train with a great cast and some really good twists and turns that I dug.
What was your rating?
I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Jason's about to take a bullet train to vacation in about 50 minutes.
Can't wait. Not with Brad. By the way, Drab was talking about 13 Lives earlier in the show. Yep. Have you seen that?
No. I've been home all week with just covering a bunch of different films. That was one of the films that I wasn't able to cover. It's Ron Howard's film. I'm going to see it. I just haven't had time. I think I interviewed 27 people this week, and I had to watch 5 films. So I just haven't had time to get through it all. But like, yeah, that one is definitely on my list, and I want to see it. I just didn't cover that one. I wasn't on that one.
Quick tangent with Kevin McCarthy, who's watching all these movies. I did see you went to two concerts recently. Which one did you enjoy more, Rage Against the Machine or Kendrick Lamar?
Well, I mean, so first of all, they both come with emotional aspects. My brother and I grew up listening to Rage, and we never thought we'd see Rage live. And they haven't toured in years. So my brother came up. I hadn't seen him in a while. It was really special, man. And I'm a huge Run the Jewels fan. So Run the Jewels opened for Rage, and they were amazing. Killer Mike just crushed it. If you guys saw the final season of Ozark, he was obviously in there. He's awesome. And I thought when they came out, and Zach De La Rocha hurt his leg, I believe, in Chicago. I don't remember the date he did it. So he was sitting down the entire show, but just crushed it. The energy, the stage was simple. Morello was just, you know what it really kind of gave me an appreciation for? I mean, you listen to a lot of albums, and you think about the production of an album and all the things that go into producing an album. And then you watch Rage live. Morello does everything. That's not production. That is like that dude's doing all that sound, all those things. And then you appreciate the bass player. It was amazing. And so that was great. They opened with Bomb Track, ended with Killing in the Name. And then the Kendrick show, that's a whole different vibe, man. I mean, it's my third time seeing him live. I think he's arguably one of the greatest artists of all time. Like that new album that he put out, Mr. Morrill and the Big Steppers, is genius. And if people listening to your show have not listened to his records, go back to Section 80, you know, Good Kid, Mad City, Pimp a Butterfly, Damn. This new record is phenomenal, and it's phenomenal live. And Baby Keem, his cousin, opened for him, and I thought the show was outstanding. I'm a big fan of this actress named Taylor Page. Look her up, TayLour Page. And she has a track on the new Kendrick album where she does like this, like it's a scene, it's like an argument between Kendrick and her. And they're going to be releasing a short film for that. So if anybody out there is a Kendrick fan, that'll be coming soon. But yeah, those shows were wild, man. And man, it was just crazy. Run the Jewels, Rage, and then Baby Keem and Kendrick back to back two nights. It was awesome.
Very cool.
Okay,
all right. So you got a couple other movies you want to talk about or no?
Yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of stuff. So Day Shift. You guys. So first of all, Jason, yeah. I know you're going on vacation. Watch Prey. I know you'll dig it. It's awesome, man. Day Shift is a new Jamie Foxx, Dave Franco movie. This opens up on Netflix today. This is a fun film. The guy who directed this is the guy named J.J. Perry, another stunt actor, kind of like David Leitch, who did Bullet Train. So the action in this is pretty cool. Jamie Foxx, it's basically True Lies with vampires. So Jamie Foxx, his character is really not there for his wife and kid, and he's always gone, always working. He claims to be working as a pool cleaner, but he's actually killing vampires for a full-time job, kind of like Arnold in True Lies, where he says he's a desk guy or a computer desk, but he's actually out doing CIA missions or whatever it was. So this is kind of in that same ballpark. And Dave Franco, I think he's hilarious. They're great together. You've seen it before. Is it anything super special? It's fine. I enjoyed it. I thought it was cool. I thought some of the shots were awesome. It's a fun Netflix movie. If you're at home this weekend, you want to pop it on. It's less than 2 hours. It's very violent, R-rated, in a way where it's just like very clever stuff with vampires. So that's out today on Netflix. I gave that a 3.5.
Anything else?
Yeah, I mean, there's tons of stuff, man. I know we don't have a lot of time.
Hey, real quick, I want to ask you, did you ever interview Anne Heche?
No, I never talked to her.
Yeah. You know she's not supposed to survive. They're saying, her representatives are saying she's not going to survive this.
Yeah, that story is really
Oh, it's brutal.
It's an awful story. And I what's interesting about that story is Jason, you saw Nope. I'm not making a transition to Nope from that. Yeah. I'm just talking about this idea we have with things like that, like a story like that, and the videos. I will refuse to watch any of those videos. Like I know people are posting videos of the crash and in the car. I can't watch that stuff, man. That's kind of what the movie Nope is all about, is our obsession with this disturbing nature of news sometimes. But in terms of, yeah, it's really sad. It's an awful story. It's awful on both sides, especially the, what happened. I don't want to go into it because I don't know enough about it, but from what I understand about
she
it,
had
the whole thing
serious, she had some serious addictions and some serious mental illness from her upbringing. So, yeah, I thought you might have interviewed her over the years.
But it's really sad. I just think that, you know, the way we consume media these days, we all need to step back and understand kind of like what people are going through. And again, you're not choosing sides or saying what's right or wrong. It's just a human being who went through something crazy, and you know, and now it's put in front of the whole world, and we're all just kind of like consuming it. It's wild. It's really sad.
All right, Kevin, have a good weekend. We'll talk to you next week, bro.
All right. Real fast. Elvis is out now. If you guys are interested in watching Elvis is available on demand. You could rent it or buy it. And then if you're looking for a kid friendly film, there's a movie on Paramount Plus called Secret Headquarters. This is a new movie with Owen Wilson. It's a kid friendly, like superhero film. Mm-hmm. So there's a bunch of different options this weekend. So we'll see.
All right, Kevin, good stuff. Gave Bullet Train a 4, Day Shift 3.5. And I forget what you gave Prey. Was it a 4.5?
4.5. Yeah, actually, I might go 5 on Prey. It's awesome, man.
Look at that.
Yeah, that movie's awesome. It's really good. Yeah, I'm telling you guys, will, I mean, Cakes, it's pretty amazing, man.
It's very well good done. Stuff. Yeah, it was fun.
All right, man.
Thank you, Kevin.
You guys.
Later, Papa.
Okay.
Kevin McCarthy. Almost sounded like he was getting emotional there at the end. Talking about Ann
Haish. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just awful story.
I'm about to end the interview on a big downer. I mean,
well, the reason I asked him is because I wanted to find out if he ever interviewed her.
Sure.
And find out what his reaction was.
Yeah.
But, you know, I didn't want to talk about, some kid's movie that he saw.
Right.
Sorry.
Secret Headquarters.
I can understand that.
That's more interesting to me.
Right.
All right. Coming up next, going to give you a chance to win front row tickets to go see OAR at Merriweather Post Pavilion. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. Both Cakes and I saw a password on TV this week.
Yes, we did.
So we're going to play Junkie's Password. It's that simple. If you win, you get the front row tickets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Going to give listeners a chance to win a pair of tickets to the First Road OAR and Dispatch Summer Tour 2022. That's going down Friday, August 26th, Merriweather Post Pavilion. And you can enter for a chance to win two passes to the sound check. Tickets are on sale. Buy them at Ticketmaster.com. But you can win tickets right now. And we're going to just, very simple, old school edition of Junkies Password. Both Cakes and I saw Junkies Password on TV this week. I was flipping through the station.
Well, we saw Password, not Junkies Password.
Password, sorry. And the one that I saw was Jimmy Fallon and Heidi Klum.
I act like they're different.
I logged like 3 minutes with it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And the password was margarita, all right? And we often talk about two cluers, so I can't remember the exact sequence, but it was something like alcohol, they didn't nail it. And then Jimmy Fallon said tequila, the person didn't nail it. And then the person who was given the clue to Heidi Klum said Ville.
Ville.
Which I think
is
easy.
Are you allowed to say that?
Oh, I guess Margaritaville. Everybody knows it. Yeah. Heidi Klum was completely dumbfounded.
And JP seems vexed by this.
It really bothered him.
And I said, she's a vapid supermodel. It's been handed everything in life because she's beautiful.
And
of course she doesn't know that.
I didn't understand the point values that they were doing on Password.
Right.
But Cakes, it was Jimmy Fallon's team, like 15. Heidi Klum's team, zero.
Oh, because Jimmy.
Zero.
Because Jimmy Fallon's pretty quick and smart and like he's quick on his feet. Like Heidi Klum is none of those things. Like she can judge people on, I guess, America's Got Talent, but I like that so much. Like, and that's her
she
thing.
She says that to everybody too, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, why would you be surprised that in a battle of wits, Heidi Klum comes out the loser?
All right, Cakes has the Junkies Password.
I do.
He has deemed it a two-cluer. I think it might take a little longer.
It might be a one-cluer. Let's just go to our first two contestants.
By the way,
you can hold the longest.
You can pick Johnny if you want to.
Yeah, Johnny.
Well, I guess you could do that.
I don't know if you know. John, do you know how to play Password?
Yeah, he knows how to play Password.
Said no.
Look at him. What's he doing?
I don't know.
He's probably lifting kettlebells in there, getting swollen.
Johnny. All right, I guess you can't take Johnny.
Let's punch up Steven and Devin.
You can take Matt or Matt.
They're going to go head-to-head. Sure. You can pick whoever you want to play with.
Steven, how are you doing?
Steven's my name.
Pretty good, how about you?
Hello, Steven.
Who would you like to partner up with
in
Junkies Password?
You can choose, I guess Cakes can't be a partner?
No, he can do it.
You can choose any of the Junkies or Matt and Matt.
Let's do JP.
All right,
Steven.
So Steven and JP are partners. And let's say hello to Devin.
How you doing, fellas?
Hello, Devin. Who would you like to pair up with?
I guess I'll take Bish.
All right, old Bish Bucks. Jason, I have one or two behind my back. Guess which number.
I was going to say, it's very important who leads off here.
Guess which number.
Two.
It is two.
So I lead off.
You can choose.
Oh.
You can choose. Ball's in your court.
He doesn't even know the password.
I don't know the password.
Well, here's the password.
Am I allowed to see it?
It's right here. There's your password.
All right. I'll go one.
Ooh. Okay, you're going to go first. This is four. Devin, for the win for the OAR front row tickets.
All right.
All right, Devin. Teddy KGB.
Snatch.
What?
What did he say?
Snatch.
Snatch. Snatch. The movie Snatch.
Snatch. Snatch was his guess.
Okay.
Oh, what a dreadful guess.
Steven.
Well, I mean, yeah. It's not dreadful if you haven't seen it.
Well, if you haven't seen it, you're a loser.
Steven, the first clue to solve Junkie's Password was Teddy KGB. Steven, you there?
Yep.
Yes, he's there, Richie.
All right, your clue is poker.
Oh. Is it Rounders?
Yes, of course it's Rounders.
I didn't know whether to go poker
Hold
or
on.
Movie.
Can we go to Devin?
Devin. I think he's still there.
Devin, you there?
I'm here.
Have you seen Rounders?
I have seen Rounders. Give that man his money.
Well, how did you not get Teddy KGB?
I got it confused with the movie set.
And it's
That's
not
my fault.
Devin, it's not give that man his money.
Pay that man his money.
It's pay that man his money. How dare you?
Well, Devin's a loser. Why are we giving him so much time?
I just want to know if he had seen the movie. That's
he
all.
He clearly had seen it.
I know.
He's going to pull the
name. Hey, Drab's offended.
Why? How? Why?
Because Cake says if you haven't seen this movie, you're a loser.
And that's my.
Why? Has he not seen
Drab's never seen Rounders.
It seems boring to me.
Oh, it's a great film.
To be honest. I'm not a big poker player, so the movie doesn't really appeal to me.
Okay, but it's not all about poker.
It's more about the dynamics.
It's about a guy's struggle to kind of get back on his feet.
I guarantee you would like it.
I mean, do you like Matt Damon?
The acting is great.
Do you like Matt Damon?
I've also never seen that other movie, Good Will Hunting.
Now that's a great movie.
Matt
Damon.
Let's just go through the progression here. Do you like Matt Damon? Yes or no?
He's fine.
Do you like Ed Norton?
Not really.
Do you like John Malkovich?
You like John Malkovich, one of the probably greatest actors?
You don't? Okay.
Okay, then maybe you won't like it. Do you like John Turturro? He's a pretty good actor.
Yeah, I like him a lot.
Okay, he's in the movie too. I want to give it a shot.
Unless Thanos is battling somebody, I don't think he cares.
What about Johnny Chan? You know anything about Johnny Chan?
Do you like a hot Famke Janssen?
I mean, Matt Damon sat down with the best, Johnny Chan, and won. I mean, it's kind of intriguing. Nothing? Got nothing?
You know what? You can't sell
him. I can't reach him. He's unreachable.
Yeah. Hello? You don't like any of those people?
I don't like John Malkovich because he was in a movie called Being John Malkovich.
Oh, I didn't see that.
That movie was terrible.
Well, he was in a little movie called In the Line of Fire where he was great.
I know people.
He was in your favorite movie, Con Air.
Con Air. He was in Con Air, yes.
I'm aware.
That's true. He's been in a lot of movies. He's pretty highly regarded.
All right.
I think he would
Steven
like this.
Steven got Rounders.
Steven's a winner.
He wins the OAR tickets.
Nice.
Congratulations. You can buy your tickets at
Ticketmaster.com. I wanted to play another poker game.
My sensibilities have been offended that learning that Drab has never seen Rounders.
Yeah,
no. I'm more offended that he didn't see Good Will Hunting. That's won an Academy Award.
That's kind of offensive, too. Like, you
we'll still have a lot of other boring movies.
That's true. It's not boring.
You know what? In my opinion,
Shakespeare in Love won an Academy Award.
In my opinion, Rounders greater than Good Will.
What?
Oh, in my opinion, it is, too. It is.
Yeah. I would disagree.
One word, retainer.
I'm a poker mark.
Okay? I enjoyed it more.
I'm a poker
nerd,
so of course I'm going to lean towards
Rounders. Multiple Academy Awards, because didn't Robin Williams win an Academy Award?
I don't know.
Maybe.
He may have.
Some Good Will Hunting.
Drab's never seen the It's Not Your Fault scene between Matt Damon and Robin Williams? I mean, big time tearjerker between those two. Very
and they
emotional.
Sit on a bench or something.
They're not sitting on a bench.
That's before. That's a different scene.
They're in his office.
That's a great scene sitting on the bench.
They're in his office, and he's getting Matt Damon to open up about the abuse.
No, the best scene
and trauma that he suffered as a kid.
It's something about apples.
Yeah, that's the best scene.
Had to go see about a girl.
Yeah.
Oh,
there's so many good scenes.
How about them apples? The best scene.
It's a really good scene, but if you're looking for like emotional depth in the movie,
yeah.
The scene between Robin Williams, the It's Not Your Fault scene, is it goes on the Mount Rushmore.
Oh.
It's silly. It's
well,
silly
the park
one.
Bench scene is great, too, because it's basically a 3 or 4 minute soliloquy of Robin Williams saying how Matt Damon had destroyed him because he psychoanalyzed him in 10 seconds looking at his painting.
Yeah.
And he realizes he's just a kid. He hasn't even been outside of Boston.
Right.
You ever been outside Boston?
In Boston.
But I'm sorry, it's not better than the scene when Matt Damon's playing poker in the police station in upstate New York, and then he hears Ed Norton coming from behind.
Yeah.
And
whoa,
he sits
a big moose.
They sat down with a bunch of municipal workers.
Yeah, that's a better scene. I'm
up
sorry.
Up in Binghamton, of course.
Binghamton, New York.
Yeah, look at all these things Drab's missing.
Yes.
That's a good scene.
It's distressing.
Because the look on Damon's face is priceless. Yeah.
Every day I pull up and I wish you weren't here.
I mean, you're missing
Affleck.
You're missing Ed Norton base dealing off the bottom, and the cop catches him and grabs him by the arm.
Right, holds him.
And then, just missing
and then
so
they get,
much goodness.
Then they get pounded.
They get pwned real hard. Oh,
yeah. Was Iowa your next password, Cakes?
Iowa was my next password.
No, that was
going to
be mine. Dyersville,
that was my
Iowa.
Next password, Iowa.
Great minds.
But this is an easy one because you just say Hawkeyes.
Right. Or,
and anybody with an eighth of a brain goes, Iowa?
Well, no, that should have been your password.
Des Moines?
You could have been Des Moines. Or could have been Slipknot? Everybody knows
Everyone knows they're from Iowa.
Slipknot is from Iowa.
And that was the title of their first CD.
Oh, I definitely wouldn't have got that.
One thing I did learn from watching Password on ABC or NBC, whatever it was on, was Jimmy Fallon did the rhyme bit. So I guess it's legal. The password sounds was glitter.
Okay.
And I think Heidi Klum said makeup.
Okay.
And then it went back and forth. And then he goes, or maybe the person fed it to, said sitter.
Hold on. So I could go, Schmiola? Yeah. I take issue with that. You can't do the rhyming bit. Like, can we play by the rules here?
Yeah, that's
please.
Stupid.
Can we have some standards? By the way, it was 65 degrees when I came in the studio this morning.
Now it's 95.
It felt great. It's 100 degrees now. It's 150 degrees.
I turn off that AC because it's like a freaking freezer when I walk in.
I can't make heads or tails here. It's either freezing in here. It's always hot in behind the glass. And then I need either a parka or a tank top in here. There's no in between. It's probably 78 degrees in here.
The weather today is just going to be perfect, though.
It's fantastic.
And we've had so many days of 98/104 heat index.
Yep.
We need a reprieve. Today is the day. Today, tomorrow, Sunday, going to be money.
Looking forward to it.
And I'll be on Route 81 tomorrow at approximately 9 a.m. Well, not looking forward to that.
I was just on that road like a month ago driving to Hotlanta. You're right, man. There are a billion 18-wheelers on that road.
Oh, it's just the worst road in America.
How long is the ride for you?
3 hours, 45 minutes-ish.
My brother has to do the same ride, but from Summit, New Jersey.
I've actually gotten there. One trip, I got there in 3 hours and 25 minutes. I broke speed records.
Yeah, you're moving.
Because if you can get there sub 3.5, you're moving. But solid. It's usually about 3:45. To the Hyatt place.
You have your VTech home games picked out for this season?
Miami, October 15. Georgia Tech, November 7. Possibly UVA Thanksgiving
weekend. I saw the Virginia Tech West Virginia game at Lane Stadium sold out.
Well, that's an 8 o'clock Thursday night game.
Oh,
it's going to be banging.
So many drunkards are going to be at Lane Stadium.
Oh, Center Street's going to be stupid. Oh. That's the same night that JP and I are going to be in Annapolis.
Ah.
I'm a little bit salty. I'm going to ask them to put it on wherever the house is, whoever the owner is. I'm going to say, can you put on the Hokies Nears game?
I'm sure that they can do that for you.
Because it's the same night we do the Cal.
Ripken Uncorked.
Correct.
You'll be drinking some vino.
Yeah, but we're staying right here at the Homewood that night.
Ooh, that's very nice.
5:40 wake-up call.
Maybe later.
Are you paying for your room, or are you getting a hook jobber?
Axe me.
You're getting the hook job.
Axe me.
I know. Well, whenever you say that, I know it's a freebie.
Of course it's a freebie.
I just know it's a freebie.
Cal is paying. He made enough money in his career.
Perfect. Love that.
But it's a big-time charity
event. Cal Ripken's actually calling the Homewood himself.
We are
and putting
charitable,
his credit card down.
Yes, you are. That's a good thing.
Hey, do you have a lead for your entertainment page? I like when Cakes does this.
Anne Heche probably not going to survive her car wreck.
Oh,
That'll be the lead.
I don't know
EP.
If we should end the show with more Anne Heche. It's a Friday.
Well, that's the lead. He'll move on to something cheery.
I don't know if we should talk about it.
It'll get lighter after the Anne Heche story.
All right.
After all the stories probably of teachers banging underage students that I'm sure Valdez will hand me during
those are
the break.
Always uplifting.
Certainly.
Hey, technically speaking, IT complexity sucks, but building secure APIs and integrating systems shouldn't have to. Software AG Government Solutions, WebMethods, enables you to build secure APIs with just one click. Trusted by the most innovative government agencies with complex IT environments, WebMethods API and integration platform can help lower risk and accelerate deployments. Complex IT simplified. Visit softwareaggov.com. That's softwareaggov.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Man, I have a super busy weekend planned. I'm watching the Commanders and Panthers at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
What's Friday night looking like for the Awvilles?
Friday night?
Yeah, that would be tonight.
Friday night appears to be
he knows just what Friday
wide
is.
Freaking open. I mean, no real plans of note.
So I think we have a couple of families and other people, like maybe like 15 to 20 people coming over tonight.
Oof. That sounds,
I was thinking about prepping sangria.
Pretty horrible.
I was going to say, that sounds like misery.
But that's, you know, just what? Me.
That might be on the high side. Maybe it's like 15 people.
The last thing I would want to do on a Friday night is host and entertain for 15 to 20 peeps.
Or attend. Host or attend.
Attend wouldn't be bad because you could do the Irish goodbye whenever you want
like
to leave.
Do attending?
Honestly, no. I'm very antisocial.
I wouldn't mind attending something like that, but I definitely don't want to host it.
Certainly,
you came to the
P1
party. Didn't you have a good time watching Big John's comedy?
JP, I am a functioning member of society. I can attend get-togethers and act social and act like I'm having a good time. But are you asking me, would I rather be alone or spending time just my wife or in a group of 15 to 20 people? I'm always going to select...
Well, he doesn't.
I know we don't do this very often, but if we have like some sort of like junkies get together with our, let's just say theoretically we sign a new contract, we decide, hey, let's have a get together, everybody involved with the show.
Yeah,
Cakes is gonna no show.
No, because he would feel peer pressured into coming.
I'll probably go, but
He won't enjoy it.
Yeah, I like, this is what I like, solitude. I just do. You can call me antisocial. Call me what you will. It's kind of what I'm into.
I don't hate it. But to answer your question, no, he would not enjoy it. He was not going to look forward to a get together.
Though you had an injury, didn't you enjoy? This is ancient history. But yes, when we celebrated number one ratings, and we had a bowling night, and we went to the Palm. All the boys got together.
Yeah,
didn't you enjoy that?
I had a good time.
But that wasn't by yourself.
I'll be honest. I could have lived with just the dinner. I thought the bowling was a little bit of overkill, but it was fine. And again, injured my thumb, had nerve damage, took a year to recover.
Right.
Had a tingly thumb for a year.
Hey,
didn't get a tingly thumb from cutting my steak at the head. Right. The Palm.
Have to go bowling.
Hey, he suffered a bowling
injury.
I didn't go.
Yeah. I didn't want to go. I said, no, I'm not going. Bit season, what are the plans for this weekend?
Sacred silence.
Apparently, very little.
Not much.
Not much going on.
Well, he's got two. He's got twins. Like when you have twins that are that young, your
plans.
Life is dominated by taking care of like little ones. Like I have a kid's birthday party this weekend because that's just what happens. You have a 5-year old.
I got a birthday party tomorrow.
See,
Seahawks play at 7.
Yeah, a lot of Commanders watching.
A birthday party for an adult or for a kid?
No, for a kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
You act like the adult birthday party's unheard of. We just did one for Drab 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, correct.
Or last week, whenever the heck it was.
So nothing, birthday party, and then what about Myers?
Nothing. I might play Potomac Shores on Sunday. That's about it.
Good.
You know what? Sounds like a perfect weekend.
Make sure you take advantage of the weather because it's going to be perfect this weekend.
It is going to be perfect.
So stay outside, do something outside, maybe go have happy hour outside.
Well, sounds like a great plan.
Cakes, do you know that before Drab's surprise birthday party, Valdez played 36 holes of golf?
Wow, that's my personal apocalypse. Playing 36 holes of golf in a day?
He's like, in a year would be bad for you.
I won't play 36 holes of golf this year, this calendar year.
Well, watch the FedEx playoffs. This weekend?
Oh, that's right. You got FedEx Cup. Yeah. Second round today.
I think I'd rather go to a get-together than watch that nonsense.
All right. Nothing going on.
Yeah, I got nothing for you.
Very little. All right, it's time now for Nat's Smoothie Player of the Week, served up fresh every Friday by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. It's been 3 consecutive games with a homer for Joey Meneses. He became the first player in franchise history to record 4 home runs in his first 7 major league games. In the past 3 games, he's had a batting average of 625.
That's impressive.
That is pretty impressive.
That's impressive since he had never been to the majors in his entire career.
Nope. It's brought to you by Tropical Smoothie Cafe. They've partnered with the Nats to bring you the Nats Berry Crush Smoothie, a delicious blend of strawberries and cranberries. Order ahead online for carryout or try curbside pickup or delivery at over 70 DMV locations. Tropical Smoothie Cafe, the official smoothie of the Washington Nationals. I feel like I've failed you guys because I've yet to shake down Sam Weiner, just shaking my lapels and get a bunch of Tropical Smoothie Cafe gift cards. I've failed you, and for that, I apologize.
Hey, you get the last laugh on me going low budget on headphones earbuds.
Yes.
I went to Five Below and I bought Prime Audio.
Yeah.
Look what happened to them.
I'm sure they're Prime.
Look at that.
What are you doing? You are a radio
insider.
Professional. Look, these are like $40 jobber Sonys. Okay, they're not great, but they're not Prime Audio. They're literally fall apart a month after you bought them.
A month? I think that's like a week.
I mean, you got
maybe 2 weeks.
You have to pay more than $4 for headphones.
Again, right. $5.25.
Again, I'm speaking to Jason, who's been nursing a pair of Bose noise cancelers with the foam shooting out of the right side for 7 years.
7 years they still work. And they sound great.
Not only have they been free for him, he also steals batteries from Odyssey to power them.
Well, I don't steal them. Roger the Dodger gives them to me.
Okay, they're given to you.
They're given to me.
I appreciate that.
He's been wearing the same pants Monday through Friday for years.
For years.
Somebody, that Iggy Azalea picture, which we tweeted earlier this week at Junks Radio, it really was just like a waist-up picture, and you had your Nubs DC United hoodie, which I think is at least a decade old.
At least
6 years old, because that's when the Iggy Azalea picture was taken. Said, well, it was Jason wearing the same pants. And I was like, probably.
No, I didn't get these until after that picture was taken.
So you've been rocking these about 5 years.
Because that was 2016. I think I got these in, I want to say 18.
Right.
17 or 18. It was definitely after that.
Well, hey, but I've been wearing like the free NBC Sports Washington gear.
Sure.
Since our guy Austin gave it to us, which was like 3 or 4 years
ago. Now, if Jason wanted to be like Tommy Lee, to give you one entertainment page story before we leave, and we won't do the Anheuser, we won't end on a bad note.
Thank you.
If you wanted to be like Tommy Lee, since you're now on social media, you could take those pants off and take a picture of your junk like Tommy Lee did, and he posted it to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, Instagram and Facebook are like, you can't post nudity like that on our forums, but Twitter apparently is the wild, wild west. As of when this story was printed, that picture is still up on Twitter. So if you forgot what Tommy Lee's junk looks like or you wanted to revisit it, you can go to his Twitter and take a gander, unless it's been taken down since then.
I saw the safe for work picture like in the story. I didn't ever click on it.
Right.
One thing that jumped out to me, maybe this is just me because I have so much gray hair. He's older than us, right? Tommy Lee.
Oh, Tommy Lee's got
it. He has to color his hair, right?
Yeah,
of course. Straight up black.
Of course he does. Of course. He's probably been doing it for 20 or 25 years. Yes, colors his hair. Has to. He's got to be like 60 at this point.
Yeah.
Guarantee the girlfriend's under 30.
I mean,
wife.
I don't know who his current girlfriend is, but yeah, I would guess his current is probably 30 to 35 years old.
Oh, I'd take the under.
That's just a guess.
I would take the under.
That's just a strict guess by your pal. By the way,
Tommy Lee is 59 years old.
59. Yeah. Okay. Pam and Tommy on Hulu. It's pretty good. It's a pretty good watch.
Is that the one where he talks to his junk?
Yes.
Like a cartoon.
That is true. That's correct. It's pretty good.
All right. Got to get out of here. Yeah. For Bish Bucks, have a great week of vacation.
I'll see you. Cakes, some JP.
Be Mitch and Finley next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.